When the black vote hears, quote, Black Lives Matter is inherently racist.
I know.
Is Black Lives Matter inherently
racist? No, it is not. It is not. Can we just set the record straight? And people need to understand that Black Lives Matter is not about no lives mattering other than black folks. It's not about our lives matter more than your lives. It's about, please, God, for the first time in recent history, could you acknowledge that there's some crap going on in our community that needs to be dealt with? We are tired. We're frustrated. We're concerned. And now it has always amazed me that when black folks engage civically, somehow that's criminally wrong. Somehow that's bad. Somehow that's unfortunate. Somehow that's racist in reverse. And yet when white kids go out and they engage civically, that's, oh, isn't that's great. They're doing their civic duty. They're engaging on an issue. Well, what's the difference? Whether they're going to protest the environment in you know, with 20-something white kids, or they want to talk about the facts that young black men are being shot on a daily basis in the streets in their community for black community activists. What's the difference? There is no difference. Civic engagement is civic engagement. So when I hear members of my party
and your nominee
and my members of my party and my nominee talk about Black Lives Matter the way they do, it goes back to the point I just made, a thin understanding of what's important to black people, what's important to my community. And so as I told people when I was chairman, look, I'm a Republican, but I'm black first. When I get up in the morning and I look in that mirror, I don't see, oh, GOP. I see a black man's got to walk out the door and deal with all the crap that society's going to heap his way. I can use the political process and the party and all that as a means to deal with some of that. I can use my faith tradition as a Catholic, et cetera, to deal with that. But the underlying root essence of who I am every day as a black man is a black man. So that reality doesn't change. And so guys like me inside the party, our struggle is to educate, inform, and hopefully enlighten people to what that means. J.C. Watts and I have this conversation all the time.
Former congressman from Oklahoma,
about how tone deaf and tenured the party can be when it comes to these things, because they have in their head a visual of how this plays out without the reality of what really is playing out. And that's when you come to something like Black Lives Matter. You have these statements about it being inherently racist. It is not inherently racist to say that right now in my community, our lives matter. Would you please just acknowledge that?